T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The television network I was trying to think of was Versus. Thank you to all the texters. It was Outdoor Life Network, remember, OLN?
Yep.
And then it became Versus, and that's where the NHL games were, and it was Versus and NBC Sports Network. And someone even suggested it was on Spike TV for a while. Does anybody remember Spike TV?
I do.
I remember Spike TV.
I don't think it was.
I want to do a Mount Rushmore. No, Spike TV, I think they did have some hockey on there.
Wasn't sports on Spike TV?
Yeah, wasn't it all like guy-related programming? It was like guys,
but the weird stuff.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it didn't last. I want to do a Mount Rushmore of like TV networks that no longer exist. You know what I mean? Like, cause Spike, I think I used to watch some shows on that.
Really?
I think. I don't know. I got to look at what the lineups are.
Were.
It's
past.
What are some of the networks that are that are gone?
305.
Dale.
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 Dale. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. Anybody remember? Looking at some of these. G4?
No.
Remember the G4 channel? Was that a video game? Like a gamer's channel? Yeah.
That wasn't going to work.
There was a show, a channel called The Lottery Channel. You remember that?
So people scratching tickets?
I don't know. I mean, I understand the drawing at night, but man, I feel like you'd have a tough time filling the programming around that.
24/7. An old lady on a Vespa scratching off a $5 ticket.
Oh, the preview channel. Remember that one with the scrolling preview?
Oh, the TV Guide channel.
Yeah, but it was called Preview. Preview.
The guide channel doesn't exist because we killed it with the little guide button.
What? The guide channel still exists?
No, I mean, I'm disgusted by
Right, that. We're lamenting the fact that the guide channel is gone.
Nothing was worse when you were trying to get to the channel you were looking for and it just scrolled by.
I mean, it scrolled. It moved at the speed of our program director, Len, who's walking down the hallway right now. That guide channel moved at a speed that it was like, what am I doing here? Who's trying to read this? Like, I got to know what's on channel 4. We're on 63, and this thing goes 4 digits.
Dang, you know what? I thought I would know none of these channels. I love those.
There's a whole bunch.
Channels.
I'm looking at a Wikipedia listing of all these. Like Discovery Health Channel, that doesn't exist anymore. I love Discovery Health. It had all my fat people on it, all my crazy surgeries.
You know what? Your 600-pound life messed up some action for me last week.
Oh, you guys started watching it?
We were in the bed, and, you know, we both bathed, and it was one of those nights. And then we turned on that 600-pound life. I did it, and it ruined it.
Oh, it puts me in the mood. To eat.
The big nasties.
To eat, yeah, to eat.
Make you want to bump uglies?
I get hungry.
Watching them makes you hungry?
I get hungry.
Like envious of their shape?
Trying to get there, man.
Stop walking and jogging and biking.
I know.
You'll get
I'm doing
there.
Everything that I can not to get there, but I want to be there.
You're messing it up.
Yeah, I'm looking at all these channels. Oh, my God. Man, a lot of channels don't make it, Jack. Remember CNNSI?
No.
You don't remember that? It was a competitor to ESPN, CNNSI.
Really?
Yeah. You remember that? You guys are too young for that? It existed 1996 to 2002.
CNN and Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a mashup?
Yeah.
It's hard to run against ESPN, though.
FS1 and many other competitors have found out over the years.
And ESPN has the premier location. It's the first sports station.
That's one of the few channels that I know the number. Yep. I don't know the number because I talk right into the remote. Mm-hmm. ESPN, I know the number.
Mine's 1602.
Man, what's NFL Network?
All these channels.
You go to hell. You know I don't have NFL Network.
That's 406, I believe.
Yes, on mine as well.
Mm-hmm. I have AT&T U-verse.
All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana as we look back in time to defunct television stations.
We were talking
Somebody
about...
Somebody says, watch Dr. Pimple Popper. Like I haven't been watching it for 3 years.
Y'all are nasty.
I love Dr. Sandra Lee. She is the best.
What's that other nasty one with the club feet?
That's
people?
Disgusting.
What's wrong with my feet?
It is. I don't think it's what's wrong with my feet. I think it's like my feet are killing me.
I think you're right.
It would have been a great and terrible name for it. What's wrong with my feet? I don't know. It looks like a potato. I'll start there. My son and I, we laugh to the point of tears. When you go see this Dr. Pimple Popper, you walk in there. I'm not kidding you. You have a football coming out of your neck. It's gelatinous. It's flipping and flopping. But she never breaks character. She's the sweetest doctor. She'll come in and, all right, you're Bob. Now, what are you here for? She does it every time, and DJ and I are in hysterics. The guys walk in there. Their eyes have fallen down onto their chin. They don't know what happened. There's some sort of goiter. I don't know. Their eye is on their chin. Well, aren't you a good-looking man, Jack? Now, what are you here for? They're talking out of their forehead. Their mouth is on their forehead. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, doctor, but my mouth is on my forehead. Oh, I see it now that you're pointing it out. She's so sweet.
You don't need people like that in your life. It's called enablers.
She is so sweet.
That Clubfoot show is disgusting.
It's disgusting. That one I can't even watch. I literally cannot watch it because they show the most graphic procedures. They don't blur anything. Yep. Oh, vile. And then the doctors quadruple mask themselves because the smell on some of these people's feet is enough to kill an ogre, you know?
Yes.
But these people have to live with it. They've got a festering wound.
And I saw two that were bad. Like, they were, like, fine women.
It's impossible.
Because you think
the
about it.
The foot is included in.
That's what I'm talking about. The initial view, like, they walk in, and I'm like, oh, damn, they must be coming in to talk about their husband or something. And then they take that shoe off. I'm like, oh, that's at the
it's
bottom
like that boomerang. It's like boomerang.
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 It's where, man, this building is beautiful. I need to see the basement. What? How did you let your feet get there?
People are wild, like what they live with.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, hey, at what point did you put off your foot was a potato, and now it's a sack of potatoes. From what point, like when it was four potatoes wide, did you think to yourself it's just going to go away?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, this will go down. I need to take a Benadryl. This thing will go down.
That's probably what they do. Yeah.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. We were talking about the NHL starting today, first day of the NHL. So here's your schedule in Tampa Bay. The Lightning at Amalie Arena will host the Penguins 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
I saw Sidney Crosby on ESPN yesterday. After Monday Night Football, I think he's out with an injury. So we'll see the old Crosb tonight.
Nobody calls him.
It's Sid the Kid. I mean, it's what, like, honestly, one of the greatest hockey players ever. And I believe you just called him the Crosb.
It's a dumbass name.
And then the Kraken, they'll be in Las Vegas tonight.
Yeah.
First ever game for the Seattle Kraken. 10 p.m. start time on. From Vegas versus the Golden Knights.
All right. And it's on ESPN again, first time in 17 years.
The Ravens, a wild finish over the Colts, 31-25 yesterday in overtime.
That was a wild finish, man. That Ravens team had no chance to win that game, and they won that game.
Colts ran out of juice.
Yeah, they like, you talk about a team having to play a perfect game.
Yeah.
They were playing a perfect game. Lamar Jackson had the fumble right at the goal line, almost had a second fumble right at the goal line. Like, everything that could go the Colts' way went the Colts' way. And then all of a sudden, you saw the better team. And yep. And they had just enough time to make sure that you knew they were the better team.
And in overtime, the commentators were like, hey, blitz him. You got to blitz Lamar. Don't let him sit back there. Gift. I was like, who?
Right.
These guys are gassed.
Right.
That DC
they gave
was
you everything that they had given.
They were not ready for an overtime game against Lamar. And then Lamar's running around doing his thing. Yeah. The Colts, I was impressed by the Colts.
So was I. So was I.
Yeah.
The Heat, they improved to
4-0. Jonathan Taylor, too. We were talking about him betting his over on rushing yards. I think it was like 50-something. I think his first run he may have gone over.
It was a catch, though.
Oh,
I
was
thought
it a
about
catch?
That. It
oh,
was a screen.
I was kind of half watching. Oh, I would have gone crazy.
But his receiving yards were like 30. Yeah. It was 77.
Yeah.
I think it was the longest running back reception in like four or five years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He had a game.
Yeah, he's good.
The Heat improved to 4-0 over a exciting finish yesterday at FTX Arena over the Charlotte Hornets, 104-103. They're undefeated in the preseason.
All right.
Your NFL schedule, Thursday Night Football, Eagles, they host the Buccaneers, 8:20 p.m. That's Thursday.
Okie dokie.
And then Sunday, remember, Jaguars, Dolphins, 9:30 a.m.
Sunday football on Sunday this week.
That's Sunday morning.
9:30 a.m. Dolphins game. What channel is it on?
That's a good point. Let me double check.
It wasn't a point. It was a question.
4, 6, or 10.
Because it's who is it? It's Trent Green on the call. Who does he work for? Is he NBC? NFL Network?
Might be Fox, Trent Green.
That was right. 4, 6, or 10.
That doesn't matter. I'll find out.
It's the only CBS. Game on. Like,
CBS.
Only yeah. Game on.
CBS.
Okay.
On CBS. A tradition unlike any other.
I knew what was coming.
On CBS.
The Red Sox eliminated Tampa Bay, the Rays, yesterday in Game 4. That's good news. No more trophies for any of these Tampa Bay teams.
Yeah, enough already. It's enough already.
Finally, guys, a recent study found class clowns tend to be more intelligent than other students.
100% agree.
Yeah, me too.
Because to be funny, you have to be smart to be clever.
You have to be quick.
Yeah.
You have to be quick. Class clown doesn't mean you walk in there with a whoopee cushion. This isn't 1954.
Nope.
All right? So I'm with that 100%.
And the class clown, the good ones, can make the teacher laugh.
Yes. Yep. The good class clowns
yep.
are actually friendly with the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I was a class clown. Solana believes he was a class clown. I could look at it. I could see it on his face. But he wasn't funny. That's the difference. I can tell just by being around him. You thought you had a clever quip always, and you thought the teachers loved you. They hated you. You want to see emails? You want to see emails that rip someone? It's your former teachers emailing each other about you.
Now, I knew this was going to go in this direction. You know, you two, you think you're the funniest people in the world. When I won best personality at my school for a reason.
That was a goof.
Superlative.
The person that's never in on that goof is the winner, and you were the goof.
Exactly.
If you don't recognize the mark at the table, you're the mark.
I was a good class clown.
Uh-huh.
You were
great
bad.
Class clown.
Yeah.
Nope.
You should see the real yearbook, the one that they didn't give you. They always print one
see,
for
I'm
the
special.
Guy who doesn't get it.
Mine's yeah. a different color. I'm special.
I knew it would go this way. You two, you guys think you're the funniest people in the world. Yeah.
Get him, Solana.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is a nice and sunny afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
Marcel-Louis Jacques covers the Miami Dolphins for ESPN. And he's going to join us in the next segment so we can talk a little Miami Dolphins with him as we lead up to this London game, which is on CBS. A tradition unlike any other.
I knew it.
Talk some Dolphins in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Razzle dazzle!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hawk and Crowder.
Somebody texts in, by the way, Solana was honorable mention all day class clown.
It's cute.
Well, you weren't. What are you saying? That you were voted best personality in your high school yearbook for senior year?
I was. Superlatives?
Yeah, superlatives. Yeah. You're telling me in your high school you were voted best personality?
Yes.
Not as a goof, though.
People love me.
But it could have been a goof. Now you're not certain. No, I'm being honest. It was in your yearbook.
Hawk, your personality doesn't get worse the older you get. Like, Solana, when did you graduate? 9 years ago? So your personality was great 9 years ago, and now it's not. Come on, man. Let's be honest.
You don't like my personality?
I'm just – we're evaluating. Let's evaluate.
What do we like about him? It's not his looks.
I think he got a job because he had gum surgery.
All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Marcel-Louis Jacques, he covers the Miami Dolphins for ESPN. This is his first season covering the Dolphins for ESPN. He had covered the Buffalo Bills. So imagine that transition. Actually, let's ask him. Hello, Marcel. So you go from Buffalo, which you have to admit, I don't know how much you loved it or hated it, you go from Buffalo, which South Florida is superior in weather and food, no doubt. But you were covering maybe the best team in the NFL, and now you're covering not the best team in the NFL.
That's
so
nice.
How has the transition been?
That's a nice way to put it, man. No, I love Buffalo, man. That city treated me right those past 2 years. One of those places where you kind of have to experience it to love it. You got to know it to love it, I guess is how I'd explain it. Don't let them hear you talk about food, though, man. Like, I'm just going to stay out of that conversation because they take that to heart. I love the food in both cities, I say that.
But all they have is wings, right? Just Anchor Bar, that's it.
Like three restaurants.
Oh, no. Nah. Anchor Bar is garbage, man. That's the trick. Everybody wants to say it. That's where you get the tourists in there taking photos inside and da-da-da-da. I don't want all that. They served me ice cold wings the one time I went, and I said, I'm cool. But
you don't like
they got
the,
wings.
You don't
like pizza, the, they got Italian.
You don't like the wing sickles? I thought that's what they were, the wing sickles. But you know what? It's funny.
You got to tell me, we cooked them fresh. I said, these are cold to the touch. You are out of your mind.
Hey, but it's funny to say because Hawk brought up the Bills where I played J.P. Lossman and guys like that. The Bills were terrible back when I played. And now you bring in Josh Allen, you bring in McDermott and all, and it turned it around. Like, I don't know. I know they're better than Kansas City. I think they're one of the best teams in the AFC for sure. That transition, now you're covering the Dolphins. How far back are the Dolphins? Because you saw the transition with Buffalo. You saw them build, rebuild, whatever it was, and make a championship team. How far back is the Dolphins from the Bills?
Well, it depends on where you want to pinpoint the Dolphins' issues. If you think it's because Tua Tagovailoa has been hurt and they're playing with the backup quarterback, if Josh Allen gets hurt and Mitch Trubisky goes in, I don't think we see the same level of play from the Bills that we do the Dolphins. So I'd say Miami's pretty significantly back. And it's going to stay like that until they can get over that hump and actually beat Buffalo. They got one more game this season. It's in Orchard Park. It's going to be tough. Coach-wise, I like Brian Flores a lot. I think that they were on a great track last year. I think how they bounce back from the start is going to say a lot about the quality of their staff as a whole, their ability to overcome adversity. So the jury, I think, is still out on them right now. I think this is what this stretch is going to define who they are. Talent-wise, this defense is better than we saw them play on Sunday. I don't know what that was, but that was always the saving grace of this team over the past five games was, but okay, this offense might be hard to watch, but the defense will keep them in the game at least for most of it until the wheels fall off. And it felt like the wheels were off kind of right away there on Sunday. I think the Tampa had 10 drives and they scored on 7 of them. So it's they're far back. I guess it's a long way of saying that. They're far behind the Bills.
That is your story on ESPN.com this morning. It's titled Miami Dolphins Brian Flores Concerned About Defense After Drubbing. And it is odd because we all did think that the defense was going to be the dominant unit this season. So how concerned are the Dolphins? Do they think it's a one-off aberration, or do they think that there's a regression going on here? Because if their defense can't keep them in games, which is what happened last season and even in game one this season, if their defense can't keep them in games, they're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree. Landon Roberts told us that the media is the only ones that panic. And, I mean, Channing, you have a great perspective on this, and so now you've been both. But I don't know if panic is the right word, but we heard from Josh Boyer yesterday. He said flatly, we are who we put on tape. And Brian Flores comes out after the game, asked how concerned he is. He said, I'm concerned. He doesn't mince words about it. I think they're worried because in year three, this is supposed to be a big year, man. You trade your first round pick away, you expect to make the playoffs. And right now, they're not only not trending toward missing the playoffs, they're trending towards sending a top 10 pick to Philadelphia and missing out on that kind of top-tier talent in this coming draft. I think it's worrisome. I think if they miss the playoffs this year, I'm not going to say that Stephen Ross is going to hit the blow-up button, but if they miss the playoffs this year, there are people who will not be back in 2022 because you can't go from 10 games to single-digit wins and missing the playoffs and expect everybody to have their jobs again. So I think there's some sense of realization that, okay, like, we're going to try not to publicly panic. We're going to try not to freak out. But we're getting to a point here where there might be a severe shakeup midseason if something doesn't turn around. So I think there is a little bit of urgency, not even a little bit. I think there's a lot of urgency teetering on panic, but not quite panic yet.
And to that point, bro, my thing would be I played on some talented defenses with terrible offenses. And when you know you're always going to be down, because when I played, bro, you can win a game 21-17. Nowadays, everybody's throwing up 30 points. Getting 30 points in the league is like grabbing a Happy Meal at McDonald's. It's what people do is get 30 points in the league. So I think it's frustrating because once you're down, it opens up the playbook. Once you're down by 14 points, offensive coordinators, they start throwing out little cute crap they drew up on a napkin at dinner the night before just because they can. So I can see the frustration defensively. I want to ask you, Marcel, though, is this team talented? Because it's going to get back to – I'm going to ask you about players or coaches. I know we have some talent on this team. I don't think our talent pool is 1-4 talent, but the team is 1-4.
No, not – this is not a 1-4 team on paper. There's no way. I mean, it's not – there wasn't that much turnover from 2019, and they won 10 games. And I don't care what the schedule looks like. 10 games is 10 games in the NFL. No, there's plenty of talent on this team. There's not a lot of star power. You know what I mean? I think you got Xavier Howard. That might be it as far as just stars go, like bona fide stars. I think Byron Jones is maybe as close as you get to that. But there's still a lot of high-end talent on this team. That secondary is full of talent. The linebacker core, their line. I mean, there's so much talent. Pass catchers as well. It just feels like it hasn't come together. And I know kind of what that implies that, okay, if it's not a talent problem, then it must be a coaching problem. But I'm just not really sure that's the case either. So it's hard to really pinpoint, like I said, the exact problem behind the Dolphins' issues to start the season. But they should not be 1-4 from a talent standpoint, even though they did play a pretty difficult schedule. I think there's a world where even if Tua was healthy, they come out of this first five games 2-3. Maybe 3-2 at that, but the Buffalo game and the Tampa game, I think they were underdogs no matter who was on the field for Miami. And, you know, they handled business against New England. I think that can't be forgotten. And then Vegas and Indianapolis probably would have been toss-ups. Like, probably would have been pushes even with Tua playing. So, you know, it's hard to – you really can't freak out about the start to the season from a win-loss standpoint, but it's kind of like how that went about is part of this concern.
Marcel Louis Jacques, you can read his work at ESPN.com. Today's story, again, Miami Dolphins Brian Flores concerned about defense after drubbing. Read it there at ESPN.com. Thank you, Marcel. Are you going to London, by the way?
I am not, man. I'm not. I dusted off my passport and everything, but, you know, we're still very much in a pandemic, so my colleagues and I at ESPN, none of us are going to London this year. You know, hopefully I'll catch the next one.
All right. Are you going to go back to is the Buffalo game here or in Buffalo?
In Buffalo on Halloween.
Oh, Buffalo on Halloween.
Yeah.
So you're going to go up there, maybe get a little, give a second try to Anchor Bar?
Not a chance, man. But I tell you what, you make that trip, I'll make sure you're taken care of. I can't wait, man. I got a jacket behind glass right now that I'm ready to break out and wear, man. I haven't felt the cool breeze in a year, it feels like, man. Like, I'm it's October. I've been groomed for snow at this time of year.
Marcel, I don't know if you knew this, but every time I went to Buffalo, we would beeline it to Toronto. I don't have nothing to do with Buffalo. I'm headed to Toronto until the minute before I have to be back for curfew. That damn Toronto is special.
Toronto is special, man. That's what killed me was, you know, I spent a lot of the time I was there. We're in a pandemic, so I couldn't go. I've been to Toronto two times, and it's maybe a two-hour drive. It's nothing to get there. Beautiful, all along the coast of Lake Ontario. Ooh. Oh, man.
And the Canadian, yeah, Canadian women, all the Canadian women love my big ass.
I don't know if I got juice like you, man, but I do love Toronto.
Marcel Louis Jacques from ESPN. Thanks, Marcel.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, y'all.
There you go. We got to do our Dolphins question of the day in the next segment, Solana. We have to do our Dolphins question of the day. And speaking of traveling, you know, because Solana will go to Buffalo for that Dolphins game. Solana has not given us his report yet from Tampa and Portillo's, where he went. So we'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll do our Dolphins question of the day in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Poop through a goose.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, let's do our Miami Dolphins question of the day. And as we wrote on Twitter, perhaps because the Dolphins are playing in England, Solana might deliver the Dolphins question of the day in a British accent. I don't know. I have no idea. He's shaking his head. No. You didn't plan on doing that all week? I thought that might be kitschy.
Not in an English accent, because my English accent is terrible. However, this Dolphins question of the day does have an English tie-in.
Oh, okay. I'm excited about it. The Miami Dolphins question of the day.
So you're going to do it?
Is that Irish? That's Irish.
Yeah, you know.
The Miami Dolphins question of the day, young lass. I don't know if I can do a British accent. Hello. Oh, there it is.
That's it. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I had to get into it for a second. I was doing an Irish thing there. Hello. The Miami Dolphins. No, I don't have it.
You go right back.
Yeah. But I can. Hello. That's excellent.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, that was good.
Hello, puppet.
Hello.
Puppet.
Puppet.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Where I got my accent from.
Hello.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Oh, that's it. You try it.
Hello.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That was good. Hello.
Damn. I missed out. I was in London years ago.
Wow. I think I have the worst one. You do it again.
Hello.
Wow.
Get out of here.
You do it.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
A little too much. Oh.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't think I have
it. Man, I thought I was next to Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter.
There we go.
There we go.
Porter.
Gwinnich.
Time for the Miami Quidditch. Dolphins question Quidditch. Of the day, brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You can visit them at fincu.com.
Hello, pulpit.
Hello.
Hello. Fish and chips.
Bangers and mash.
I know we're going around the room. I have nothing.
London broil.
I don't think they call
it. Tottenham Hotspur.
Is it just a broil in
right.
London?
Do you fancy yourself a broil?
There we go.
Gotta watch Ted Lasso, man.
Heard it's good, never seen
it. I watched two episodes, I told you. It was free on American Airlines.
Good?
Yeah, it was really fun. I love Jason Sudeikis.
I'm flying American, I think,
tonight. Oh, you are?
Tonight,
watch the two episodes.
I got you.
Get two free episodes. How about an English muffin?
I love them.
That wasn't bad, huh?
That was pretty good.
How about an English muffin?
Harry? Oh, that's you, Hawk. Man.
Gonna have to massage this question out. I'm gonna need both your help here.
All right. Okay.
Would a Dolphins loss in London this week to the winless Jaguars team, would that result in more backlash than England losing the Revolutionary War in 1776 did?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
I don't know. Was there much backlash when they lost?
Less on the line.
I mean, I didn't see anything on Twitter. No, in all seriousness, I had thought of that this morning. What if the Miami Dolphins go to London Sunday and hand Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer their first NFL victories, and they've lost five in a row, and they end up 1-5 after six games? Is it complete panic and everything must be dismantled? Because we've talked about the opposite yesterday and for the first half of today's show. Can they reboot the season on Sunday? What if it goes wrong Sunday?
Not a total dismantle, but something has to change. OC fired. Like, Jakeem Grant getting traded wasn't enough. Like, that wasn't a piece. But if they lose to Jacksonville, a team that hasn't won yet, with the joke of a coach in Urban Meyer, all the stuff's going on, you go over there and let them whoop you, and you score 14, 17 points, something like that.
Right, anemic offense. Dolphins get torn apart by Trevor Lawrence.
Somebody's fired. You have to make a move.
Something. Just you have to do something. Yeah, something will have to happen.
I'm sorry to break it to Dolphin fans. Like, you're not going to go find a great GM week 7 of the season. You know, like, you can't turn this thing around right now. But you have to show that you understand this is not the right approach. So I would anticipate, and I don't think it's going to happen, because I'd bet the Dolphins against the Jags. But if they lose in London, yeah, somebody's fired.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling for somebody to be fired. I'm telling you the end result of that is somebody
right.
Has to
no,
be fired.
You'd be silly not to do something to show the fans and the players this is unacceptable.
That's another thing, too. It's more about the players. Those guys in that locker room, like Marcel said last night, like, there are some good football players in that locker room that aren't having any on-the-field success.
Right.
That's going to get frustrating as well.
All right.
Fancy a cup of tea, will you?
4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to play some Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. I'm very excited. We've been given a heads up on one of the topics for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday, and I am so excited about the list that I put together, which I think is going to be just lights out victorious over yours. So in the 4 o'clock hour, we got to hear Solana's trip to Tampa over the weekend and his food outing to Portillo's, and we'll play Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday as well.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Pretty, 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 pretty good.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.